How's it going, everyone? In this video, I want to talk about something Mark Ward said in a recent debate on the King James Bible. For those of you who are unaware of who this guy is, he's one of the leading advocates against the King James Bible for modern Bible versions. And his big shtick is to point out so-called false friends and make the claim that there are words in the King James that have changed definition over time. And so therefore, the King James Bible, according to him, is unintelligible. Now, I think it's important, first of all, to realize that we shouldn't just grant Ward that every word he brings up has changed definitions. He is not the arbiter of what words mean. And just because he cherry picks certain definitions and tries to claim that the definition has changed for a particular word doesn't make it so. Now, yes, the King James does include some words where the meaning is changed, but oftentimes, in my view, you can determine the definition based on the context. So I think that settles that, and, you know, there's really not much to it. Now, that is such a straining at a gnat argument anyway. What about the 16 entire verses that are removed from the NIV? No one wants to focus on that on the other side of this argument. Instead, they want to strain at a gnat over some language that's used in the King James Bible, which, by the way, is written in modern English, just to be clear. Modern English, not old English. But beyond all of that, Mark Ward made the argument in this debate that to give a King James Bible to a child would be a sin.
I think saying that giving your child the King James Bible as a child, I think that's a dangerous place to go if you say it's sin.
Yeah.
Can you clarify that?
That is very good faith argumentation. I appreciate that. And I can clarify. We've got these two poles, right? Making it not just accessible, but dumb. I agree that that can be a problem. There are churches that use the message, and I think that's a problem. Here's a Roman Catholic system that thankfully isn't there anymore, although there are traditionalist Roman Catholic churches that still use the Latin a lot, and they're totally unintelligible, okay? Language change is what made the Vulgate unintelligible and put it in that ditch. It was originally for Latin-speaking plowboys. It became unintelligible over time. The King James Version is somewhere in between those two ditches. There comes a point at which it's so close to this ditch that actually it is a sin for a given Bible translation to be handed to children. I'm saying we've reached the point where there's a sufficient number of readability difficulties that it's time to turn away from the King James in institutional contexts. Would I say it's a sin to hand to your child? Here's what I'd say, quoting the King James, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. What can I do, brothers and sisters, other than apply the teaching of 1 Corinthians 14?
There's so much to say about this. First of all, to make the argument that handing someone the word of God is not good and that it's actually sinful based on a twisting of scripture is so evil, it's blasphemous, it's garbage. Now, you have to understand what this guy's doing. He starts with the premise that the King James is unintelligible. First of all, you may think that because perhaps you don't even have the Holy Spirit. You know, I'm afraid of Mark Ward. I'm using that term the way the Apostle Paul would in the book of Galatians, because, you know, the Bible says that those who have the Holy Spirit, he will guide you into all truth and he will make the word of God to be understandable to us. We can understand what God said through the Holy Spirit. He empowers us to do so. And beyond that, he wants to argue it's a sin to give the King James to a child. Well, buddy, every time you open your mouth, you're sinning. Literally every single time Mark Ward opens his mouth, he is committing sin. Why? Because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians in chapter 6 and verse 9 that being effeminate is a sin. That is clear scripture. Being effeminate is a sin. And every time this guy opens his mouth, he is sinning, because every time he says anything, he sounds like one of the most effeminate beta males I've ever heard in my life, period. There is no argument about this. And I feel like I'm in the twilight zone. I feel like I'm in the twilight zone where I'm looking around me and thinking, like, does anyone else not hear what I'm hearing? When this guy talks, he sounds like a total effeminate, limp-wristed beta male. He sounds like a homosexual. He sounds like a sodomite. For someone like that to say that giving the King James to a child is a sin, buddy, every time you open your mouth, you're committing sin. In that clip that I played, it's just nauseating. How in the world could you get up on a public platform and talk like that as a man? It is incredible to me. Absolutely incredible that a red-blooded man, clearly he's not one, can speak like that in public. So effeminate, so queer bait and faggoty. I'm at a loss for words that anybody would take anything this guy has to say seriously. Again, I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. I'm looking around like, does no one hear this in the old IFB? Does no one hear this amongst people who are buying into Mark Ward's crap? And, you know, people would say, oh, you're going a little too hard on him. No, he's within range when you're going to make a career out of attacking the Word of God. Okay, whether you want to be King James only or not, you know, the reality is, I don't know anybody that would argue it's not, at the very least, bare minimum, the Word of God. Okay, that's what people, even if they're not King James only, would grant at the very least. And to argue, again, even if you're not King James, that giving a child the Word of God, with everything going on in our society right now, the increase in feminism and the rebellion and the sin and the abomination that's being perpetuated in our culture today and all the rest of it, you're telling me giving a child the Word of God is a sin? That's disgusting. That's repulsive. And, you know, I personally believe Mark Ward is repulsive, and people shouldn't be nice to this individual. You know, there should be no grace given to someone who would make a statement like that on a debate stage and behave the way he does. He is a reproach on the cause of Christ. He is embarrassing. He is embarrassing and slandering the King James Bible and just an embarrassment, profaning the name of Christ, getting up as a professed believer and talking the way he does. And some people are going to watch the video. Oh, you know, that's not a real argument. Yes, it is a real argument. It is. Nobody should take anything this guy has to say seriously because of the way he speaks. He speaks in the most effeminate tone humanly possible. I am shocked at how effeminate he is. I couldn't even if I wanted to try to act effeminate to mock him or something like that, which I don't even believe in doing. But even if I did, I couldn't even come close. I couldn't even be in his stratosphere with how bad he is. It is so bad. So bad. And there's people out there who take what he says seriously. And they're even, some of them, I think a very small minority, are even changing their doctrine on the Bible based on material produced by Ward. What in the hell is going on? Folks, you need to run away screaming in the other direction from this guy. And don't let him corrupt your mind with his anti-KJV propaganda, because that's what it is. You know, there's a issue at play here, and this is something that wasn't covered in the debate very much, but you have two textual streams that are competing with each other, the critical text and the received text. And the King James Bible is the preserved Word of God that comes from the preserved line of Scripture, the Textus Receptus, and the Byzantine manuscripts from which the TR is based. That's the Word of God that's been preserved for all generations. And the King James Bible is pure. It is perfect. It is the inspired and preserved Word of God for the English-speaking people. And I'm personally offended that anyone, let alone an effeminate piece of crap, would get up on a debate stage and make the argument that it is a sin to hand a child the pure Word of God. And again, even if you're not King James only, you should be offended as well that somebody would say that about the words of God. That's all I have to say.